Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story. It's more of our in-depth team coverage of the protests. Hundreds of Black Lives Matter protesters in Orange County picketing, marching through downtown Anaheim right now. Let's take you live to the scene in KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
And right now, most of them are on the steps of the Anaheim City Hall complex. The entire downtown area is essentially shut down. This was organized online by a young guy who lives here in Anaheim, and suddenly before he knew it, he had hundreds of people who were interested in being a part of this march, one of eight protests in Orange County today. One woman told me she's here because she hopes, it is her hope anyway, that it will generate some communication going forward between people and police.
I hope so, and I have seen in some places that it does. I think the bottom line, though, is that police reform is really necessary across the board in order to bring some sort of trust back, you know.
And there will be these marches. This one here started at 10 o'clock and eventually will end up moving to Pearson Park and then back to Anaheim City Hall. There are a couple scheduled in Newport Beach, one at noon, one at 2, and others in the evening hours. All of these marches coincidentally happening on this same day, not organized by the same group. Reporting live in Anaheim, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All right, Craig, with the scene from the ground, now continuing our in-depth team coverage, let's take you overhead. Look down on the demonstration. Got Scott Bird and Sky One. Scott?
Yes, this protest peaceful, and we did hear from Anaheim PD that it is a largely peaceful protest here right in front of Anaheim City Hall. They're not marching anywhere right now. It's pretty much stationary there. But they do have some lanes blocked on Anaheim Boulevard. You're not going to be able to get through there, essentially between Broadway and Center, a little south of Lincoln. So to get around that, you can either use Harbor or Euclid. You'll get through just fine there. But again, protest continues here in front of Anaheim City Hall, right on Anaheim Boulevard. Chris, back to you.
We're seeing huge protests, of course, across Southern California this week, and there are more on top today. But here in Los Angeles County, the curfew is forcing demonstrators to march during the day or face arrest at night. The ACLU thinks that's unconstitutional.
It's a big debate between those who are fed up with the protesting and with the looting and destruction and those who say you cannot interfere with a person's right to protest at night. The ACLU says go arrest the troublemakers, not the peaceful protesters.
You know, the normal way for the police to deal with this would be to go and just target those people instead of just trying to suppress all of the protests to begin with.
The LA County Sheriff, though, says the curfew will stay in force until all the protesting is over. LA's mayor thinks the decision should be made on a daily basis. So does the district attorney, Jackie Lacey, but she's really worried about the lawbreakers out there.
Breaking into businesses, setting them on fire.
And considering all that has happened, LA City Councilman Joe Buscaino thinks the curfews have to remain in effect.
As we've experienced, once nightfall hits, these knucklehead criminals loot and cause destruction.
Nearly 3,000 people have been arrested in Southern California since the demonstration started. many of them for curfew violations. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, talking about curfews, they will once again be enforced tonight in several Southern California cities and counties. Some places may have overlapping orders. Burbank's will be from 5 this evening until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning and will be ongoing each night until further notice. Santa Monica and Culver City both starting their curfews at 6 p.m. this evening until 6 a.m. tomorrow. Now, Beverly Hills, the business district in Beverly Hills, will start its curfew again today at 1 o'clock, but citywide, the rest of Beverly Hills, 4 p.m., both will end at 6 tomorrow morning. So again, business district in Beverly Hills, 1 o'clock, citywide, 4 p.m., both ending at 6 in the morning. Orange County, the curfew in Garden Grove will be from 6 p.m. until 5 a.m. tomorrow. Seven cities in San Bernardino County will also be under curfew tonight. Many of them will be extended until further notice as well. Countless high-end sneakers and other luxury goods have been stolen by looters around the nation over the past few days, but some top resellers may be able to stop looters from profiting off of those stolen goods. According to the LA Times, the online stores like the GOAT Online Marketplace and Flight Club Sneaker Consignment Chain, they'll monitor for the listed items that were stolen. The platforms also use rigorous authentication procedures so that buyers can be assured that they aren't paying a stranger hundreds or in some cases thousands of dollars for items that end up being counterfeit.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.